This is a download from BFM 89.9, the business station.
It's 5:36 and you're listening to the Evening Edition with Ayman, Lin and Kelvin. And in the studio with us is Sean Tanis for the Market Wrap. So the yes to GST, no to GST argument continues today. And we touched on this issue a bit yesterday, last night. And it all started with the Malaysian Institute of Economic Research bringing it up. And then the PM weighed in on the issue. And today, Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng was posed the same question. What's the development there?
Yeah, so earlier today, the Morning Run team also ran a Twitter poll, and we found out that more than half of the respondents are okay with the GST returning, but at a lower rate. So the overall sentiment is that most are concerned with how the money from the tax was used. So there's some trust deficit issue here, but we need to remember that the majority of voters during GE14 were counting on the Pakatan Harapan government to abolish the 6% consumption tax, which came at a time when everyone was worried about the money being used to bail out 1MDB. And also at that time, the ringgit was weak. So Finance Minister Lim Guan Eng today gave his two cents words today, citing data indicating that the cost of living had come down as a result of the GST going out of the window.
Abolishing GST has its impact in containing cost of living, in containing inflation rate. We have one of the lowest inflation rate in the world at 1.5% last month. The first few months there was even negative inflation rate. We have managed to rein in inflation and also cost of living. So if you allow 6% GST to come back, then I think you will see inflation going up. So this is, of course, for the people to decide. We stood on the last elections on a mandate of no GST, and we have delivered on that promise. So if the people wants to revive GST, as Mahathir said, you have to consider it. But then I think we need a clear mandate from the people. There must be an incontrovertible evidence.
That was the Finance Minister, Lim Guan Eng, talking about how inflation had been reined in because there was no longer any GST. And yeah, so we spoke about this last night, and that issue of trust that you were talking about, that also came through loud and clear. But I mean, in talking about it, I also think that we all kind of landed on this notion that none of us had noticed any difference in cost of living. Like, it hadn't exactly come down.
Yeah, because like for the normal consumers, for example, when they go to a restaurant, they still pay 6% anyway if it's SST or GST, and sometimes even on top of the 10% service charge.
Yeah, exactly. So apart from that, there are also concerns that the government might not have enough money because GST would have given the government an additional 44 billion ringgit. How did that work out?
Yeah, so Lim Guan Eng explained that the 44 billion ringgit obtained through GST was, that's only the gross collection, because this amount included the refund to businesses, which was never paid back. So the dividend from Petronas, about 30 billion ringgit, was consequently used for that purpose in the end. So the actual net figure for GST collection was about 34 billion ringgit only. So going back to what Guan Eng said about inflation, according to the Asian Research Institute of Banking and Finance, the impact of GST on inflation when it was first introduced in Malaysia was very small, at about 2%. So in comparison, in Singapore, there was a spike in inflation in 1994 when GST was introduced in the country. So monitoring how prices move after GST is enforced also sort of softens this impact, and it's being mooted by economists as well right now. So we should have more details on this next week, Friday at 4 p.m. When the 2020 budget is tabled by the finance minister himself.
Now, on the FBM KLCI, shares in Sedania Innovator Berhad rose over 8% today. We hear this is due to their plans to venture into the e-sports business.
Yeah, so this follows news of the venture into electronic sports segment via a special purpose vehicle to launch a global e-sports tournament and media network. So they are working on this e-sports pro league, which will be launched across 16 countries covering Asia, Europe and America. So at close today, Sedania closed 5 sen higher at 17 sen.
Sean, thank you for that market wrap.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. To find more great interviews, go to bfm.my, BFM 89.9, the business station.